calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
All right, here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Matt. I'm with you for the next hour and a half, playing Australian and Canadian music, which what we do every week at this time. And extra special week, we have two guests, one who we're going to talk to very briefly on the phone because she's playing in Vancouver tonight. Ma Petite is the name of her project, Indiana Event. Australian musician who's actually spent time living in Vancouver, and I'm going to get you a little tidbit of her, a little taste of her music right now. And she doesn't have a lot of time because she's racing to a show, but I really wanted to grab her on the phone. So let's get into her track right now, and I'll see what I can do. So this is Ma Petite of Melbourne, Australia, passing through Canada for her first tour. Okay, so in the background there is Indiana Event with her project Ma Petite. She's from Melbourne in Victoria, and she is playing tonight in Vancouver at the Prop House Cafe. And I wanted to get her on the phone, and we have her right now because she's setting up for her show. But she has an interesting story because she's lived in Vancouver before. So let's see what we can do here. Indiana, are you there?
I certainly am. Hello, how are you?
Awesome, excellent. Fantastic. To hear your voice again.
Yeah.
I know this will be a relatively short chat, and maybe we'll have a longer one another time, but you're here in the city. I've met you in person, thankfully, because you lived here for a while.
Yeah.
Can you give people I've played your music in the past on the show, and people might know, but can you fill us in on who you are and where you're from and your connection to the city?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, my project's Ma Petite, and I'm originally from Melbourne, but I lived in Vancouver for a year and a half. I moved here to record my debut album, which was finished in 2012. So that was it feels like a very long time ago. But yeah, the album itself was written mostly about Canada, so I kind of wanted to come back here to record it. And then I've been sitting on it for 2.5 years, and now I'm back here and I'm releasing it tonight, which is really exciting.
Oh, wow. I had no idea there was that long of gestation. So
I know.
Wow. Where exactly did you record it?
All around the city. We had different sessions, one at Tall Poppies, which is in North Vancouver, at Mushroom, at Fader Mountain, Fader Master, and on Vancouver Island at Infinity. So we spent a couple of months in between each and kind of really thought about what we're going to do and who we're going to get in for those sessions. And yeah, I also had to like save for the sessions in between. So I was like here working to save for the sessions, and then we'll do the sessions. And so the whole process was about a year.
Wow, it must be so gratifying to know that all that has come to this moment, that you really put the time in and even went back to Australia, saved money, came back, and here you are for your first tour.
Yeah, it's an amazing feeling. Actually, when I got back a couple of weeks ago, it was like I never left, and it was really lovely because I definitely see Vancouver as a second home to me, and it was really nice to return and to know that I was finally being able to show what I'd been working on for so long to all my friends and my fans and like everyone that was a part of it as well, to be able to finally pass it on to them and go, hey, this is the final product. And it's interesting and funny because I've listened to it for so long. For 2.5 years it's been ready and mastered, and so I'm so familiar with it, but I forget that other people aren't. And so I think people will be very surprised, hopefully, and will really take to it, I hope.
Yeah. Well, people locally have a chance tonight. There's still time. That's why we're talking to you early in the show, because 7:30 is when doors open at the Prop House Cafe, which is just off Commercial Drive.
Yeah.
And you are supported by another female artist who is a local... Vancouverite, is that right?
Yes. Savannah Wellman. Savannah Lee Wellman is of a band. Her old band was Red Bird, and she's just sort of branching out and doing some solo stuff. And I'm also supported by a beautiful duo called Twin Bandit. So there's an all female lineup. Everyone's really unique, and it's just going to be a lovely evening. The venue's sit down, so. All ages, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Fabulous. And and I know you're literally probably sitting there waiting for someone to pull up and drive you away, so let's keep chatting for as long as we can, hey?
Sure.
I'm curious about the Canadian Music Week, because that was I guess you landed here and you went straight to Toronto. What was that like for you?
Look, it was wild. It was a wild week. It was really good. I had two showcases, one with Sounds Australia, which is an organization that supports Australian artists in international industry events. And the other one was organized by CMW, which was at the Cameron House in Toronto. And that was a really lovely show. And I had some industry people come out, which always sort of baffles me when people either hear of me or come because they've heard it and like it. And they're not just my friends, I don't know. But it was lovely, and I got some nice coverage from those industry people, and I got to see so much amazing music. And I think what I really enjoyed the most was being amongst 28 other Australian acts, all of which I hadn't really heard of before, or I'd heard their name but never actually listened to them. So being able to go to their showcases and see what they do and kind of hang out with them on the other side of the world was really fun.
Yeah. From my vantage point here, just, you know, I do this show and I see it. It just seems like now there's more than ever that have made that journey. Australian artist.
Definitely.
It just seems, yeah,
definitely. I think that there's like an ice cream truck outside my house. I don't know if you can hear that. It's really cool. Welcome to summer, everybody.
I can hear something, actually.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted. I think a lot of people are making that trip over and also using that as like a platform to organize more of a tour. Like a couple of the bands are doing shows in New York as well. And I think as Australians being on the other side of everything, really, coming all the way to North America or Canada, it's a real commitment. It's a lot of money, especially if it's more than just a solo artist. It's a full band. It's quite expensive. And, I think, people are just seeing that there's like a market for Australian music here, like what Australians Australia is producing at the moment is really fantastic stuff. So I think that it's, people are just sort of jumping on board and just giving it a go, because what else can you really do?
That's right, yeah. And it must give you a lot of energy too, yeah, like you say, to be around all those people and it's, to start your own tour is kind of, that's a pretty good thing to do, I think, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Tonight's the kickoff of the tour. I'm doing a couple of shows out west this weekend and next, and then back to the East Coast for 2 week run with an artist named Ursidae, who was originally from Vancouver but is living in Montreal at the moment. And then I come back, and Mission Management Group on Vancouver Island have put together a 10-day tour for me over there, which is really exciting. And then I'm off to UK, Europe, Iceland, back to Australia for a six-week national tour. It's going to be a pretty crazy year.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations for the release of this album, which I had no idea it took that amount of time. So that's, you know, it seems like an extra credit to you, I'd say. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I think I was trying to wait for the right time to release, and then I realized that there's probably never a right time to release. And unless I actually put the music out there, how will I know what the response is, and how will I build a team up around Muppeteer? Like, I'm just kind of using this as like a means to sort of get my name out there, show people what I can do, who I am, and then follow it up with another tour of another EP or album or something a little later down the track.
Sounds great. Well, just for listeners tuning in, we're speaking with Indiana Avant, who is Indiana Avant, who goes by the name Ma Petite. She's from Melbourne, Victoria, and is in Vancouver tonight playing at the Prop House Cafe. And you can find information at, it's mapetemusicbandcamp.com, but do you also have another website? Or?
Yeah, on Facebook / mapetemusic, also on Instagram and Twitter / Muppeteer Music, and if you just go to www.muppeteermusic, that's my website, and the details are there, and you can link to all my social media and stuff from there.
Okay, well, thanks, Indiana. To leave, what of the 11 tracks here on the record, is there one you'd like us to go out with? We've already played track one.
Track one.
We actually played Morning Song. That's what we started
with. Oh, Morning Song. Oh, lovely. Well, I am a bit of a sucker for Man About Moon.
Right.
Just because it has a Muppeteer dance party at the end.
Okay.
It gets me happy.
All right. Well, let's go out with that song, Man About Moon. This is from Ma Petite from Victoria, Melbourne, Victoria. Thanks so much. I'll catch you later tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. This is Sasha Bellot, and you're listening to CRTR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so that was a chat with Indiana Avant, also known as Ma Petite. That's her musical name. And we just played a track of hers called Man About Moon from her debut release, The Road That Led Me to Fall. And she's playing tonight at the Prop House Cafe in Vancouver. If you're here, you can still get down there. So that was, yeah. Thanks, Indiana, for calling through. And we have another great studio guest too. Matthew from the Melbourne project Two Stowaway. He is actually here on his own mini tour. He's actually he's doing his best to get to as many radio stations like these as he can, and he's doing it in a really great way. And I've met him, and he's with us today. He's going to be with us in the second half of the show. We've played his music in other shows, and we'll be playing some more today. And he'll be playing a live set, well, one song at the very least. And another Australian singer-songwriter who is in town on the 23rd is a guy called Stu Larson. And I'm going to play for you a track of his now. And I've actually been given two tickets to give away. He's playing at the Media Club on the 23rd. So if you like what you hear in the next 3 minutes and 58 seconds, you can call through 604-822-2487 if you like Stu Larson and you'd like to go to his show. So let's get into his track now. This is called Some Kind of Gypsy.
Is it true what they're saying about me? And that you're starting to doubt me? And the things that I do? You say you wanna surround me, but you're gonna drown me with people like you. All I ask for is a place to sleep, and all I need is your love. Now they're saying that I'm some kind of gypsy, and that I've been getting tipsy with the people I meet. I won't deny that I'm having a good time, and that you possibly could find some things you didn't know about me. And all I ask for is a place to sleep, all I need is your love. I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. I need your love. Won't you give it to me? I need your love. I need your love. Place to sleep. I need your love. All I won't you give it to me?
This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show, and that's a gentleman named Stu Larson, an Australian singer-songwriter, and he's playing at the Media Club in Vancouver on the 23rd of May. And if you're interested in tickets, I have two to give away, 604-822-2487 to Stu Larson. And you'll still have another chance next week. If we don't give them away today, I'll play some more Stu Larson next week. Maybe you need time to think, look him up online. But there you go. 604-822-2487 if you'd like some tickets. I'll be right back with some new Australian music. And we have a guest who will be in the studio in about 20 minutes' time, Matthew Bubica. He is of the musical projects Two Stowaway. He's from Melbourne, Victoria.
CITR 101.9 FM and the Vinyl Record Storage Company present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair Weekend, Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th Avenue in Vancouver. A two-day vinyl record extravaganza with a totally different group of vendors each day. Thousands and thousands of vinyl records for sale, plus turntables, audio gear, memorabilia, and more. It's only $3 at the door, and with admission comes a Vancouver vinyl discount card for 10% off 10 Vancouver record stores, and the Main Street meal ticket. Dine out on Main Street and let us help with the bill. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and an old-fashioned outdoor barbecue by personal chef Derek Scott. On both days, the fair is open from 11 a.m. till 4. Go to vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information. We'll be right back. CITR is proud to sponsor the Red Ride Tour 4-way kickoff on Friday, May 16th at Pabst Pub. Featuring Chris Dirksen, Christy Lane Sinclair, and Bitterly Divine. Doors are at 8, show at 9. For more information, go to redridetour.com.
So that's actually this evening. So you've got some musical choices to make. That's the Red Ride Tour with Christy Lane Sinclair at Pat's Pub tonight. But also, as I mentioned before, at the Prop House Cafe, you have Ma Petite from Australia. So I'm torn because, I want to see Indiana, the Australian singer, but also Christy Lane Sinclair is wonderful, and that's close to where I live. So maybe I can do both. Anyway, always so many choices on a Friday night. So we have our special studio guest almost here, Matthew Bubica. He is from a project called Two Stowaway. He's from Melbourne, and he is going to be live in the studio with us. He's traveling through North America. Interesting, nice guy. So he'll be up soon. But I just wanted to play a couple of Canadian tracks before then. This is Miens. They are from Vancouver. They're local here. And they play a lot of shows around town, I've noticed. So I haven't actually played one of their tracks before, so here we go. This is Miens, and I'll play one more Canadian track, and then our special guest.
Thank you.
do, I don't believe myself. These days I feel like I'm somebody else who looks just like me, but he's not me. He looks just like me, but he's not me. Everything changes, and if you don't do, then before you know it, you're not even you. It's such a shame. I can't believe I had to say goodbye to the people in the neighborhood I left behind. I kissed you deep and there was nothing left inside. She looks like you, but she's not you. She looks like you, but she's not you.
Listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is fuck off and die.
Okay, we're back here. This is live radio, CITR 101.9 FM, or streaming at CITR.ca. You can follow this show on Twitter at Ausstranded Radio. The blog is ausstrandedradio.com with lots of podcasts. And we just had two acts there. First up was Mien's, a local Vancouver act, instrumental music there from their demo EP. And the track was called Smitten. And after that was a lovely track there from Sean Nicholas Savage. So now it's time to play for you a track from the gentleman who is sitting right here with me. His name is Matthew, and he is from a project called Two Stowaway, which is from Melbourne, all the way in Victoria. And we actually, at the start of the show, spoke with someone else from Melbourne who was playing tonight in the city. So it's a bit of a Melbourne extravaganza. But we have a live guest, and there'll be some live music soon. So Matthew will be saying hi very soon. Let's play a track of his called Tiger Balm to get you in the mood. And we'll be right back for our chat.
Next to you, you held me by the hand. I think that I'd like to keep sleeping while I can. You led me to a stray. I wish you would stay forever and the day tonight. such in mind, you led me to astray. I wish that you would stay forever, forever and a day to lie. You led me to astray. I wish that you would stay forever and a day to lie.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour, and this is CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, so we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. My name is Matt, and we have another Matt sitting right here in the studio with me as well. Hello, Matt. Let's say Matthew, shall we say, today, for today, yeah, so we don't confuse everybody.
So are you Matthew or am I Matt?
I'll be Matt, is that okay?
Okay.
All right, just so we're clear. So it's Matt sitting here as the host, and we have a Matthew Bubica from Melbourne, and his musical project is called Two Stowaway, and we just played a track of his called Tiger Balm, and Matthew is a perfect example of why I do this show, because he's a real live Australian musician here. He's come all this way. He reached out on the internet and came through our music director, who forwarded his email to me to say that he was on his way for a bit of a North America jaunt, and he wanted to touch base with as many people like myself as possible. I host this show. Australian music is perfect. So Matthew, welcome.
I feel very welcome, Matt.
Thank you. It's been great having you, actually, and Matthew has crashed at my place too, which has been great. We've been chatting a lot about the homeland. And what can you tell us about how you got here? Because, you're on your own, and you have your guitar, and you literally rented a car in Portland a couple of days ago?
Seattle,
and came up here. What was the origin of your trip and your decision to come here and do what you're doing now?
I guess there was just a longing for something else. And there isn't much further away from home than here, you know? And it's a big space and it's a big place.
Yeah.
And there's an attraction to North America. Be it the United States or Canada, to people, you know, from where we grew up, you know, there is that promised land element to it all. And I guess that was the motivation.
And of course, you have been here earlier. And in fact, the song we just played and basically most of the songs that you've written that you've released on the internet there are about your first trip to North America.
That's correct. Yeah, I was here in 2008 and drove around, and it was a really interesting time, and from that I kind of had a few ideas and put them down and some years later. It took a while, but some years later we got it down, and now we're trying to get it out, and we'll see how we go. But it was about that period, which was a very, how shall we pull it, interesting moment in time, I guess, with the whole crash and all that.
Was it a pretty random trip through the US? Was it, you know, just like a typical road trip? You didn't really know what you were going to come across? Or?
Yeah, we landed in Los Angeles, and we had a car, and I think we did around 20,000 miles from memory, and we did a full circuit, and in a couple, I think it was 3 months or 4 months. Yeah,
that, that's a car. Long time.
Yeah, wow. It was a long time, and we saw a lot of things. It was a real experience. Something that, if anyone has the opportunity, it's something that really changes the way one sees the world, I guess.
Yeah, because America, it truly is foreign to the average young Australian male, and we're both the same age, and you do grow up isolated.
Yeah.
You just watch it on the screen. You see all the sitcoms, you see all the news.
Yeah.
But you don't really experience it.
Yeah, and I think you don't really get to see the vast differences in the United States. You know, they really are 50 different states that are united, you know. There's just a big difference between places, and driving around, you really start to get a feel for those differences.
Are there any cities or places in particular that you were really drawn to, or that, I know you wrote a song about Portland.
That's a whole bunch of other issues there, but I love the Pacific Northwest. I don't have a favorite part, but it's of here, but it's also a little bit of back home as well. And I also like places like the Dakotas and whatnot.
Cool. Well, how about we play that live song that? So we came down here earlier this afternoon, and Matthew, because he's feeling a little worse for with a lot of traveling he's done, and he was a little worried about his vocals, but I think he's done fine. We recorded this song before we went on air. So let's tee it up. It's a song called "And I'm Sorry About Portland."
Yeah, and I guess the prefix would be, I have currently what's called the Oosterdam flu. In Dutch, it's, excuse my pronunciation, but it's called the Oosterdam Fluesterdam, which is very exotic, and I'm proud to have it currently. So this is quite ordinary. For something a little bit less ordinary, check out the SoundCloud, because there's a great version of this song with the great Dave Kahn on violin. Requisite apologies in advance.
Well, I think it's great. And as I said to you off air that, you know, the whole point of this is the spontaneity, and you're a road weary traveler. So, you know, this is the document of this afternoon. But as you said, we will mention the SoundCloud too after this for people who want to follow and find some more of your songs. But here we go. This is "And I'm Sorry About Portland" from Two Stowaway, which is the name that Matthew goes by musically. The song is called "And I'm Sorry About Portland," recorded live at CRTR Radio on the 16th of May 2014 in the mid-afternoon.
Tomorrow is your birthday, I wish you well. Nothing more I can say as far as I can. If I sleep alone tonight, you will always have my side, and I love you. Tomorrow never knows exactly where it's been. I could never show you just how much you mean. If I sleep. If I sleep alone tonight, you will always have my side.
our dreams have come tonight. I am yours, you are mine. If I sleep alone tonight, you will always have my side. I know one tear, two lovers roam.
So that is a live track from our studio guest today, Matthew Bubica, goes by the name Two Stowaway, and it's a song called And I'm Sorry About Portland that we recorded this afternoon. So we'll be right back after this break, and he'll hopefully tell us what that song is about.
North by Northeast is Toronto's festival destination, taking the town over this June 13th to the 22nd. These 10 jam-packed days feature music, film, art, interactive innovations, and comedy. To enjoy all things North by Northeast, be sure to grab your tickets online at nxne.com/tickets. That's nxne.com/tickets.
Hello, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show on CITR 101.9 FM. We're online at ausstrandedradio.com and Twitter at ausstranded. And we heard, just before that commercial break, Two Stowaway, a musical project from Melbourne. Matthew Bubica is the artist who created that song and performed it this afternoon in our studio. And I'm Sorry About Portland. And Matthew is joining us right now. Matthew, what can you tell us about that song? Because it must be referencing Portland, Washington.
Well, the first thing I can say is that, you know, echo chamber and reverb plate required for the live setting. I was staying on the Pacific coast of Oregon. With my girlfriend, and we went into Portland one day and went down to a music shop, and I bought a guitar and started quite an intimate relationship with said guitar. In doing so, I forgot my girlfriend's birthday, which she wasn't really happy about. And that was 2008, so was that 6 years ago? Yeah, and it's basically an apology that I'm trying to say I'm sorry about what happened in Portland and everything else that's happened, which I am. And I think a lot of our male listeners may be able to relate.
Well, it's a lovely song. So, I mean, yeah, and it's good you got that down and you did it. And I hope she appreciated the apology.
Well, look, it's all done to impress her, and she's just a lot cooler than I am, so I don't think she's impressed.
Well, I'm impressed that you were able to perform that for us this afternoon, as I'm sure some of our listeners are. And as you say, a recorded version of that can be found where exactly?
Just on SoundCloud, just Two Stowaway on SoundCloud, and it's the studio version, which is a lot better, and it's got Dave Kahn on violin, which is great, and Fred Renata producing, and Dave, my friend from Earwig Studio, was doing all the engineering. So, yeah, if you like the song, there's a better version of it out there.
So, Two Stowaway, one word, T-O, and then S-T-O-W-A-Y, SoundCloud. Yep.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, so we're speaking with Matthew Bubica. He is here all the way from Melbourne, which is a hell of a long way from where we are right now. And I was really fascinated, actually, about... So you've already referred to a road trip you've had through the US, but this time around, you took a ship all the way from Sydney to Seattle. That is enormously great distance. And you met some interesting people on the boat who happened to just happen to be Australian music fans. Tell us about that.
A really great kind of moment in time. I met a guy. We were on the top deck, and it sounded like someone had fallen overboard. So we heard a scream, and we both looked, what's going on there? And anyway, we started talking, and it turned out that my friend Adam was on his way home from Queensland, from Brisbane in Queensland, because he'd spent some time doing a bit of interviewing. His favourite band is, I'm sure as fans of this show would know, a band called The Go-Betweens. And he was interviewing Robert Forrester for some articles and things that he's writing at the moment. And, we just kind of made a connection from there. And his lovely, lovely girlfriend, Marta, she was along for the ride. And now we've started a band together. So that's going to be interesting. I guess we should apologize to the music public for doing that, but we'll see how we go. And it's always a kind of fun thing to make a new friend via music.
That's right. I mean, music is a wonderful thing for people to connect. That's how we have here. Exactly. And we have a fair bit in common through what we've absorbed musically growing up, through Triple J Radio, and, you know, we're of that generation where that meant a lot and it was good quality programming then. I'm not going to comment about it now necessarily. And you mentioned the Go-Betweens, of course, an absolute legendary band. And I was quite amazed when you said your friend on the boat wanted us to play a song, and he mentioned one in particular that I thought was fantastic, Surfing Magazines.
He was riding from Los Angeles to Seattle on a bike. I don't know why, but he was doing that some time ago, and apparently a song came on the radio, and it was Surfing Magazines, and he was really taken by it and did a lot more research into the band. And I mean, wow, to discover the Go-Betweens is a really, really special
thing. That's interesting that he discovered them through that song, which is a later day. This is way before, way after their golden period of brilliance.
Yeah. Wow. I guess it just, you know, says something about the quality of the Go-Betweens and Grant and Robert's songwriting ability, I guess.
Absolutely. So for anyone who doesn't know, I mean, the Go-Betweens are absolutely legendary band, and I've honestly heard people speak of them in the same kind of caliber as Lennon and McCartney. I mean, that's a very big call, but I mean, their albums are flawless, the original run of albums. And of course, tragically, one of the duo died very, very early in his life. I mean, I don't think he was even 50. Grant McLennan, unfortunately. But this song sticks out of my mind because Surfing Magazines, I remember it very vividly because I saw them on tour when they'd reformed and they were playing as a duo in Canberra, and with this record, The Friends of Rachel Worth, and I vividly recall this song, and I'm pretty sure it was the first song they played. So let's play it so this is a request for your friend.
Yeah, Adam. So happy birthday, Adam.
Yep. This is Surfing Magazines from the legendary Go-Betweens, Robert Forster and Grant McLennan. And this is a later day album. So after they broke up, they reformed, I guess, a decade later and started a run of, I think, three more good albums. This one was called The Friends of Rachel Worth, and the song is called Surfing Magazines.
We used to get our kicks reading surfing magazines. Some good looking people wearing Lee Cooper jeans. They're breaking on the headland, they're breaking on the shore. And when you're living in Hawaii, they're breaking at your door. We used to wet our fingers on surfing magazines. Gonna throw school and follow those scenes. Gonna get a combi and go from beach to beach. Be the kind of people the authorities can't reach. Used to get our kicks reading surfing magazines. Wake up in the morning and the waves are clean. Standing on the headland taking in the scene. Just like they do it. Surfing magazines. Surfing magazines. Surfing magazines. Surfing magazines. Surfing magazines. Pipeline, M. Gary, Bells, Surfing magazines.
Just a wonderful track there with Robert Forster on vocals there, The Go-Betweens. That is from a record called The Friends of Rachel Worth that came out in their reunion period. So they were a phenomenally fantastic band in Australia and known in Europe and have a cult following around the world and should be way more well-known than they are. Sadly, Grant McLennan, the other songwriter from the band, has passed away at a very young age, only less than 5 years, I think. And that's a request for a friend of today's special studio guest, Matthew. It was for Adam, was it?
Yeah, for Adam and Marta as well.
Adam and Marta. The Go-Betweens and Surfing Magazines, they're track 7 on The Friends of Rachel Worth. And so you met Adam and Marta on the ship over here to Australia, to Canada.
Yeah.
Cool. So, wow, that's fantastic to know that there's another great Go-Betweens fan out there somewhere. And
well, I think that makes four of us. So it's you, me, and those two.
And those two.
So that's four.
There's four in the Pacific Northwest, or yeah, there's got to be some more.
Yeah.
Anyway, I try to convert people on this show. You know, if I dig them out every few months. Now, of course, you know, you are a songwriter and you clearly have some fine taste because you've also picked another song to play for us today. I was blown away by this when you played it in the car on the ride here. This is quality. This guy is from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. And his name is Elliot Brown.
Someone who you meet and you just know that they're better than you. And he won't be listening because he'll be fishing or doing something like that. But if he is listening, I'm going to quote him and say, it's time to oil the shotgun, Elliot.
He's a bit of a mountain man, this guy. He's an authentic, folky kind of...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, good friends of Fred Renata from the Northland region of New Zealand, which is the furthermost northern state. And just an unbelievably talented person. This song, when I heard it, I was just blown away by how good it was. And, yeah, someone that if you ever get the opportunity, check him out because just writes great songs, fantastic songs.
Yeah, like from this one song, I've been like, yeah, I'm going to be hunting online to find some kind of CD to download because I love it. Someone here on the comments on YouTube has said, the Bob Dylan of Manguaturoto.
Perfect. Perfect pronunciation. It'll be Manguaturoto, I'd say.
Yeah, that's it. Manguaturoto, yeah. Which must be the
or Mangi. If you're a local, you just say Mangi.
Mangi. Okay. So how did you discover this guy?
I kind of lived in New Zealand for some time. I think it was 3 or 4 years. And in doing that, I met some really good people. And a really good friend of mine, Fred Renata, introduced me to this guy. And they play together sometimes and, you know, they do what they can, and that's how I kind of got turned on to him, yeah.
Great. Well, let's play this song now. Elliot Brown from the North Island of New Zealand. This is a pick from our special studio guest today, Matthew Babeka. He goes by the name Two Stowaway for his music, and he's joined us today, which is fabulous. So here's his pick, Elliot Brown, Smart Man.
Bones and the shades of the Romanov. I'm buried in the garden of the innocent, lying awake because a man wrote an article. Hungry he maybe was, he must have been a smart man.
Wow, what an awesome song. That's by a gentleman named Elliot Brown from the North Island of New Zealand. And that is a pick from our special studio guest today, Matthew Bubica. This would be a great one for Val of the show here, Folk Oasis. I think she'd love to play this on her show. Let's play her promo right now.
Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9. and www.citr.ca.
So welcome back. This is CITR Radio and a little show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. So much is happening this weekend. We have tonight, Ma Petite, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, as she's playing at the Prop House Cafe. We also have Christy Lane Sinclair, who has been a guest on this show. She's playing tonight at the at Pat's Pub on Hastings Street. And I'm also seeing here, there's a poster right in front of me, the Main Street Vinyl Fair, which is on, it seems like almost once every 6 months or something. It's on Saturday and Sunday, 17th and 18th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th Avenue, which is around 17th and Main. And that'll be a huge big hall full of vendors selling their vinyl wares. I'm always of two minds to wander into these things because I love music and I guess vinyl, but there's going to be so many people there. That's a good thing, I guess. So this is Stranded, and our musical guest today is Matthew Bubica. He goes by the name Stowaway, and he is all the way here from Melbourne, as was Indiana, who spoke with us at the start of the show. So thanks again, Matthew, for playing that for us. Elliot Brown, smart man from New Zealand. And your partner is from, well, she's not Kiwi, but she lives, was based there professionally, yeah?
No, she's Kiwi.
She is Kiwi, right.
She's actually from the same region as Elliot Brown.
Ah, so that's how. So yeah. It's like, I just want to know, how obscure is this guy? Like, is the only reason you know about him because of your partner, or known?
He's definitely known in New Zealand.
Okay.
And I think he's known maybe a little bit obscurely in America, in that kind of folk scene. Hmm. In New Zealand, people know who he is, and he's quite prolific, but he's just, I don't know, I guess not that interested in the whole business side of things. I guess that would be a good way to put it.
Yeah. Mm. Actually, that might be a good segue now into, I know, you know, you're here on your own with your guitar, and you're traveling around, and it's fantastic. You've reached out to me, and you've reached out to other radio stations. What challenges have you come across? Because I know ideally you'd like to play shows, and right now you really can't hear. You'd be breaking the law.
Yeah. And it's not really something that I really want to do, get kicked out of Canada or the United States, but it's extremely difficult. And there are really, really strict guidelines for one's visa requirements, and playing live shows does not fall within those guidelines. And you're in breach of your visa and all the rest of it. So it's difficult. It is really difficult.
And really, they would track you. If you had Facebook and you were putting on there, hey, I'm playing a show in Vancouver tonight, they probably would find that somehow, which is a shame.
Yeah, and this really cool guy that I met from Vancouver was telling me stories about some of his friends and some pretty famous Vancouver bands that would try and play in Seattle or Olympia or Portland, and they'd get to the border with their guitars in their, let's be honest, not that flash cars, and well, they'd be turned around and not allowed to enter. So it's tough, I think, for a lot of people, and I don't really understand why, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just competing worldviews, I guess, and control, but I guess, you know, the Australian bands that do come here, they have some leverage and support and lawyers behind them who can get them those things, and it costs money and that kind
exactly.
of thing.
Yeah. And with that label support, I mean, comes the, you know, all the benefits of being with a label, and things like visas are sorted out and all the rest of it. But if one, you know, doesn't have a very comprehensive legal background and a lot of money behind them, it can be quite challenging.
Well, yeah, all credit to you for coming here. And you have astutely realized that you can perform in a non-profit setting, which includes radio stations like this one.
Yeah.
You can do a handful of kind of performances.
Yeah. Live gigs, only, I think, 5 is the limit within a 3-month period. But radio you can do, you know, as you choose.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a different different medium, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you've made your way here today. And we are almost out of time, so I did want to play one more song of yours. Favorite T-shirt?
Yeah. This is a song that has a good friend of mine, again, another legendary New Zealander, 2 times world champion saw player, Alan Pitts.
What player?
Saw.
Saw, what is that? What?
A saw.
So a saw as in cutting things?
Yeah. I mean, you can cut a lot of things, but we tend to use them to cut timber.
Yeah,
Or lumber.
Oh, so he's one of those guys who, like...
Yeah.
He cuts things and wins championships. That's...
Well, yeah, he plays the saw, and to the extent where he's played places like the Sydney Opera House as a solo sawist. So that, I think, should speak of the quality. And yeah, it's a song about my favourite T-shirt, and I'm sure we've all gone through that time where there's a girl wearing your favourite T-shirt and not much else, and it's pretty awesome.
Perfect premise for a song. Let's play the song, Favourite T-shirt, from To Stowaway, our live studio guest today, and he's all the way from Melbourne, and he's travelling around North America, so... it's amazing you've come this way, and you've been a gracious guest. So let's play this song.
Go. canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Oh. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
Okay, so we're out of time. So thanks so much, Matthew Bubeka, for coming all this way to the station. Two Stowaway is the name of your project, of course. Well, you know that. I'm telling the listeners out there. Yeah, so where to from here? You're off to the island tomorrow?
Yeah, spending some time with some more friends that we were able to make on the ship on Vancouver Island and off to Victoria and to see the sights, I guess.
Great. And we'll definitely be in touch, and I get a feeling you might be back at some time because you've got plans in the works. You're not going right back to Australia straight away, so that's exciting. Thank you. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. My name's Matt, and my studio guest today has been Matthew Bubeka. His project is called Two Stowaway, and you can find his tracks on SoundCloud, and he'll be in touch with the show. Let's leave you with Christy Lane Sinclair. She's a local artist and she's playing tonight at Pat's Pub. This is a track called Release, and you can actually find an interview with her, what we did, on the 6th of September last year, and that's on our blog, AustrandedRadio.com. African Rhythms up next.
May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, The Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records. What are you doing Saturday, May 24th? If you're looking for one of the most fascinating, entertaining, and intellectually stimulating days of the year, come to the Vancouver campus for UBC's Alumni Weekend. General admission, including entry to all UBC gardens and museums, is free. CITR will be there too. For a full schedule of events, go to alumni.ubc.ca. Proudly sponsored by Cowell Auto Group and CITR. CITR 101.9 FM and the Vinyl Record Storage Company present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair Weekend, Saturday, May 17th and Sunday, May 18th at the Cambrian Hall, 215 East 17th Avenue in Vancouver. A two-day vinyl record extravaganza with a totally different group of vendors each day. Thousands and thousands of vinyl records for sale, plus turntables, audio gear, memorabilia, and more. It's only $3 at the door, and with admission comes a Vancouver vinyl discount card for 10% off 10 Vancouver record stores, and the Main Street meal ticket. Dine out on Main Street and let us help with the bill. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and an old-fashioned outdoor barbecue by personal chef Derek Scott. On both days, the fair is open from 11 a.m. till 4. Go to vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Why'd you eat the whole thing?
Hi.
You snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.